Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. It's show number 231. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about your mind. Oh, you like that? Your mind. Where is your mind right now? What are you thinking? I mean, if you're in the car, you're probably thinking, do I have time to get to where I'm going? Will I be able to catch the right exit to go where I want to go? Oh man, this traffic sucks. Is that what you're thinking? What is going on in your mind right now? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about sort of day-to-day, what's going to happen today, what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week? Or are you thinking about the future? Are you thinking about what's going to happen in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Are you thinking out that far? Are you thinking out that far? Are you thinking, what is the world going to be like in 10 years? Probably not. Probably not, because your mind is designed not to think that far out. If you think about it, our minds really haven't evolved that much from the time when we were roaming the savannah. I mean, I think I've said that before. Roaming the savannah. On the plains, in the forests, in the deserts, wherever human beings used to wander. In little tribes. We didn't think that far ahead. I mean, we thought a little bit farther ahead than animals. In fact, that's one of the things outside of sort of thinking and reasoning that we have outside of the animal kingdom. We can actually think and plan ahead. Right? I mean, I'm sure that there's other animals that do it in a small way. Like, I'm going to bury some food and catch up to it later, but they probably forget about it right away, right? They bury, you see all these squirrels, they're burying nuts that cartoons have told us that they're going to come back later to pick up. No, they're not. They're not. They're just going to bury the nut there, thinking they're going to store it, but they don't know the nut's there. The nut's gone. As far as they're concerned, it's gone. You know, they figured that I'm storing this nut because I'm not going to eat it now. But the reality is that they forgot about it as soon as they put it in the ground. We don't do that. We don't do that. Our brains are a little too big for that. We do have the ability to plan ahead. We do have the ability to think about the future. We do have the ability to look at a goal, at a dream, and decide we want to move towards that. Right? We do have, that's one of the things that separates us from the animal kingdom. We have the ability to dream, the ability to make goals, and the ability to reach for those goals. But the problem is that we're all suffering from the same type of malaise, and that's short-term thinking. Now think about it for a second. So you're sitting in your car, or you're sitting on the couch, or you're wherever you happen to be. Maybe you're waiting in line somewhere. And what are you thinking about? Do you ever really think about anything beyond the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months? I mean, seriously, think about it. Do you ever think beyond that? Probably not, right? I mean, I know when I came across people who thought about their vacations, like that year, like in January, they think, well, where are we going to go for vacation this year? Where are we going to, are we going to go for vacation in September? And where are we going to go in September? And I'm like, You're thinking about September? How can you think about September? I have no idea what's going to happen in September. I don't even know where I'm going to be in September. I don't even know what I'm doing in September. How can you think about September? But some people can. They can think about where they're going to be 9 months out. And that's great. And that's great when it's something like vacation. But can you think about where you're going to be personally? I mean, will you have reached your goals 9 months out? Will you be there 9 months out? No, we don't plan that far out. We don't plan that far out. Like, even if you're shooting for a personal goal, like weight loss or muscles, increasing your muscle mass or whatever, you just say, well, I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm gonna work out every day and we'll see what happens. I'm not gonna say, you know, in a year from now, I'll be 50 pounds lighter. Very few of us do that. Very few of us do that. And it's like, you work a plan, and those are the people who can succeed. Right? That's what you hear all the time. But like I said, the reality is that we don't think that far forward. We think in little chunks. In fact, most of us who have businesses, we think about quarters. And we think about years. We think, what are we going to do this quarter? When you say, I'm going to do this quarter, you're thinking 3 months out. Your whole focus is on 3 months out. 3 months. How are you going to make a dent in the universe when all you're looking at is 3 months out? You can't. You can't. Not if you want to do something major. Not if you want to change the world. All you're looking at is 3 months out. You're looking at what the world's going to be in 3 months. Well, in 3 months, the world is kind of going to be similar to what it is now. Right? It's going to kind of be similar to what it is now. And I think that's one of the reasons why we don't see these radical changes, is that we always think that things are more innovative than they actually are, that things are going to change faster than they actually do. Right? I mean, remember the fax machine? The fax machine was a technology from the 20s that only got popular in the 80s. Right? The internet was invented in the 60s and only got popular in the 90s. It takes forever for this stuff to go through. And why does it take forever for this stuff to go through? Now, that's the topic of another show, where we're talking about the should-we's and the do-its. Because culturally, we have certain individuals within organizations and within our culture who want to pull things back. They're worried that we're going too fast. They can't see the future, and they freak out about it. They get all anxious about it. They don't think that it could be optimistic, that it could be great. They don't think that. But I digress. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about your mind and where your mind is and what you're thinking. And the reality is that we're all steeped like tea in the day-to-day. We're so steeped in the day-to-day that we very rarely look up towards the future. Look up towards where we're going, right? I mean, what we basically have done is that we've set a goal for ourselves. You say, I'm going to be here in 3 months. And then within those 3 months, you put your head down and you work real hard for those 3 months to get to the end of that 3 months and hit that 3 month goal. And if you don't hit that 3 month goal, you're a failure. You miss the goal, you're a failure. So why are we thinking in such short little increments? Because that's how we were designed from the very beginning. We're so worried about what's going to happen beyond our ability to predict that we stay in a state of fear about it. We're afraid of the future. We think that figuring out the future is really hard. When in the reality is that we're making it happen. We decide what our future is going to be, and then we go ahead and make it happen. So why not take that time frame and push it out even further? So if you say in 2 years, you're going to be a billion-dollar business, you're going to be a unicorn, and then work your way towards that 2 years, 5 years, 10-year plan, whatever. I mean, all these billion-dollar businesses, do you think they were billion-dollar businesses right out of the gate? No, it took them a long time to get to that point. Most of them, Most of them, it took them a long time to get to that point, and who knows if they will maintain themselves where they are. But like I said, I digress. The reality is that we're all thinking too short term. We're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of thinking about what we're going to do today, what we're going to do tomorrow, what we're going to do next week, what we're going to do in the next 3 months. But beyond that, it's hazy. We don't know what we want to do. We don't know where we're going to be. We don't know where the world is going to be. We think that anything could happen. We can only plan out 3 months, maybe even 6 months at the most, but then anything could happen between now and then, and all our plans would change. But the reality is that we can think further out. We just have to have the will to do it. We have to push ourselves to do it. Because when you push yourself to think further out, when you unmire yourself, unsteep yourself from the day-to-day, then you can actually do some strategic thinking. You can actually look at where things are going, what's happening, the extended trajectory of all these things that are going on around us. What is going to happen with AI? What's going to happen with chatbots? What's going to happen with 5G? What's going to happen with IoT? All of these technologies, all of these cultural changes, all of this politics. Because you can basically look at it and you can go, what if I took this and I extended it out? And I assumed that this was going to continue to happen and grow. And I assumed that this was going to continue to dwindle. That you mapped these things out, that you forecasted the future. Wouldn't you be able to make better decisions on what you'd be able to do next? If you thought just a little bit further out, then maybe your decisions would be different, right? I mean, there's this project here in San Francisco called the Long Now, the clock of the Long Now. And I think it's a clock that is on a 10,000 year cycle. And all of these people who are involved in it are all pushing for that kind of time frame thinking. You know, you're probably thinking to yourself, how the hell can I imagine 10,000 years? I can barely imagine next week. Yes, it's true. But there are people out there who are imagining the next 10,000 years, and there are people who are imagining the next 20 years, the next 50 years, the next 100 years. And if you want to be one of those people who takes advantage of what's happening in those next however many years, then you've got to think beyond the 3 month window. Look further out. It's not as hard as you think. And who knows what you might come up with. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.